بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. We were discussing the rights of the Quran Sharif. The Quran, which is the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, demands some amount of rights from insan, human beings. Among the rights of Quran we discussed was Iman bil Quran, to have 100% Iman upon every ayat of Quran Sharif. That every ayat is haqq, is true. A person's iman should be firm upon every ayat of the Qur'an, every injunction of Qur'an Sharif. Thereafter we discussed Muhabbatul Qur'an, the love of Qur'an. Together with love of Qur'an, Azmatul Qur'an, the respect for Qur'an Sharif. Thereafter was Ta'allamul Qur'an, to learn the Qur'an Sharif, which is a right to read. A person knows a certain amount of Qur'an, to thereafter continue and learn more of Qur'an, to perfect his tajweed, recitation of the Qur'an Sharif. Today we'll discuss Ta'alimul Qur'an, teaching of the Qur'an Sharif, which is also the right of the Qur'an. As mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is the duty of the mother to instill in the child the love of Qur'an. The mother will take out time at home to teach the child Qur'an, and for the father to make the fikr and concern to send the child out to learn the Qur'an, and to make some intizam and to organize a tutor, a teacher, to teach the child Qur'an Sharif. This is among the rights of the Qur'an Sharif. When it comes to teaching of Qur'an Sharif, this is also among the functions and duties of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. The Nabi of Allah was sent to teach the Qur'an Sharif to insan. So all those ulama ikram, those hibs, ustaz, etc., they are fulfilling one of the tasks of nubuwwat, teaching the Qur'an Sharif. The great, great, great merit and virtue we find in the hadith Sharif. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمُ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best of people are those who learn the Qur'an and teach the Qur'an Sharif. If we look in the annals of history, those ulama ikram, those qura, they taught the Qur'an, what maqam, what status Allah Ta'ala had afforded them in this world. It is mentioned about Imam Nafi' rahmatullah alayh, who was a great qari in Damascus. For more than 40 years he taught qiraat and Qur'an in the Jami Masjid of Damascus. He says he was a black qari from North Africa, very dark in complexion. But when he would recite the Qur'an Sharif, it would captivate the hearts of the people. He says one morning when he came to a class to recite Qur'an to his students, as he opened his mouth to recite Qur'an Sharif, they say the entire masjid of Damascus was full with musk. They asked him, Shaykh, what has happened today when you read Qur'an? The entire masjid became fragrant. He says, because of my many years of teaching Qur'an, more than 40 years, he never missed a single day. He says, last night in my dream, Rasulullah ﷺ came, and I was so happy with my Qur'an tilawat. Nabi of Allah came, he kissed my lips, and he put his saliva into my mouth. Barakah of that, this morning when I opened my mouth, musk began to come out. We find many ulama ikram and hufaz that are teaching Qur'an nowadays, they are hidden jewels. Here we find amongst ourselves nowadays also, there are many of them that quietly are teaching Qur'an for years. And the maqam and respect Allah Ta'ala has given them, if not in this world, in the akhirah. Amongst the great luminaries of our country also, we find many, many who senior ulama did hifz bahim, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Miyasab rahmatullah alayh, or Miyasam originally then of Lens. Many thousands of ulama and hufaz did hifz of Quran by him. Those that met him, that would go and see him, would say that almost 24 hours of the day he has some students sitting around his bed in his class in the masjid reading Quran by him all the time. Even walking from the masjid to the classroom or to his home, he would have one, two boys standing with him reading Quran while walking. At one time when Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali went to visit him and he saw the scenario, then he asked Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali that how many boys qualified at your hands? How many boys qualified at your hands? He said, I will only know in the Qabr. It's the only time I know how many were accepted. The Hakim Sahib says, if I had $1,000 or $1,000,000, I would have given Hafiz Sahib that $1,000,000 is the reply he gave me. So many years of effort, but I'll only know acceptance in the Qabr when I go there. Just to mention also, my beloved Ustaz, Mawlana Ismail Desai Sahab of Stanger, the 1978 teaching, many people haven't heard about him. Of 1978, he's teaching Hifz al-Quran. And amongst his miracles and karamatis, from 1978, teaching hundreds of boys, maybe thousands of boys that did Hifz by him, he himself said, Hafiz al-Quran. This is karamat, so many years teaching, not Hafiz al-Quran, but many boys even qualified by him. His son, my Ustaz, Sokari Yunus Desai, teaching Tajweed in Darul Ulum Azadbul. What I heard was, after Qarisa finished Hibs by his father, before he went to India, he did 80 khatams of Qur'an by his father, Hibs. 80 khatams before he went over. So many we find ulama amongst them are teaching Qur'an Sharif. And here our mashayikh say, if we cannot learn or teach, at least have a spiritual child or a spiritual ustaz who because of you contributing to him, finding the Darul Ulum, the different ulama ikram, who fast they are teaching, quietly they are doing their work. If I cannot send my child, it is have a spiritual child, sponsor a child, go to the Darul Ulum, I will take care of your expenses. The day of Qiyamah, at least he will hold your hand and take you to Jannah, intercede on your behalf. Or it is an ustaz, sponsor an ustaz, you teach Quran, I'll take care of you. I can't teach Quran, but the virtues of Quran are so much, I will take care of you, you teach Quran Sharif. Like this, a person now going to the Qabr Sharif, it is mentioned that amongst the Qajariya is leaving behind a copy of Quran Sharif in the masjid also. People will use it, a person will get the reward. Imagine leaving behind now a factory of Qurans. And ustaz teaching Huffaz till the day of Qiyamah, a person is in the Qabr, you'll be getting the rewards for it. Allah Ta'ala give us to be to Qiyamah, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.